In baseball, they're southpaws. In Australia, they're mollydukers. It's all about left-handers today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
We all would like to make a little extra money. There are bills to catch up on and a vacation we'd like to take this summer. Starting today, you can work part-time or full-time from any location. No one dictates your schedule. You start and stop when it works best for you. Work as much or as little as you like. How's that for a perfect opportunity? If you visit earnmorethanbefore.com, you'll find free information on how to start as soon as today. Companies online are hiring to post ads on the internet. They need someone like you to help. You will be provided with everything you need to get started, including some sample information you can copy and paste into forms. It's a complete step-by-step program. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com and get signed up. It only takes a few minutes. Go shopping, run errands with your kids. You make your own schedule, part-time or full-time. It's totally up to you. That's the beauty of this system. The only way is to get started today. Log on to earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. Now you can be your own boss at earnmorethanbefore.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 13th, the 225th day of the year. Alfred Hitchcock was born on this day, and today is designated as International Left-Handers Day. While compromising only about 10% of the population, the contributions of lefties to our culture has been enormous. Babe Ruth, Albert Einstein, Wolfgang Mozart, and Winston Churchill were just a few notable southpaws. Left-handers in the entertainment industry include Paul McCartney, Robert De Niro, Carol Burnett, Robert Redford, and Lady Gaga. And a remarkable number of recent presidents are in the club, including Truman, Gerald Ford, Reagan, Clinton, George W. Bush, and Obama. Hard to believe only a century or so ago, the trait was looked on with suspicion and often considered a disability. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.